Let's talk about the hypoxic drive in reference to COPD patients, where you don't want to give too much oxygen because that'll suppress their respiratory drive and cause the PCO2 to rise. So the thought process is that O2 administration in excess for COPD patients induces hypercapnia through the hypoxic drive and can therefore be dangerous. So this often results in patients who are hypoxic not being given sufficient oxygen in order to compensate. So let's talk about the central and peripheral chemoreceptors. The central chemoreceptors monitor CO2 levels in the body. When those CO2 levels are high, a signal is sent to the medulla to speed up the drive to breathe in order to blow off the excess CO2. So the levels of CO2, which control the pH, dictate how fast we will breathe. Now, the peripheral chemoreceptors are sensitive to the levels of oxygen in the body. They will send a signal to breathe when the partial pressure of oxygen begins to fall. This is referred to as the hypoxic drive, but this drive has a much more minor role in breathing. So it used to be thought that increased oxygen for these types of patients slows down the respiration, right? So we know that COPD patients tend to have chronically elevated levels of CO2 because of their illness. The theory goes then that because of this chronically elevated PCO2, the chemoreceptors become tolerant of these high levels, and therefore the CO2 level stops being that person's drive to breathe. And what therefore drives them to breathe is the hypoxic drive, or the lower levels of oxygen. The hypoxic drive theory goes on to say that if you give these patients, COPD patients, too much oxygen, you will blunt their hypoxic drive, as their chemoreceptors are already tolerant of the high levels of CO2, and therefore they've also lost that drive. Then their respirations will begin to slow, causing a further rise in CO2 levels and consequently worsening acidosis. Aubier and colleagues demonstrated that the reduction in respiratory drive is not a major contributor to oxygen-induced hypercapnia in patients with acute exacerbations of COPD. No, it's more likely the Haldane effect. The Haldane effect describes the property of hemoglobin in the blood, whereby the deoxygenation of the blood will increase hemoglobin's capacity and ability to carry CO2. So, conversely, oxygenated blood or oxygenated hemoglobin that has oxygen bound to it has a reduced capacity for CO2. So if you increase the amount of oxygen that is bound to hemoglobin, then when you give them supplemental O2 and really saturate the hemoglobin, the CO2 molecules will be displaced from the hemoglobin in favor of the oxygen. This then causes an increase in the partial pressure of CO2, because now remember that the carbon dioxide can be bound or transported in the blood in three major forms: plasma, blood protein, and as bicarbonate ions. So this rise in CO2 is normally excreted through an increased minute ventilation. However, those with chronic COPD are unable to increase their minute ventilation significantly. In the OBA study, the Haldane effect accounted for 25% of the increase in PaCO2. So as a result of flooding the hemoglobin with oxygen, the CO2 now stays in the plasma instead of being bound to the hemoglobin. Now, the Haldane effect only accounts for 25% of this increase in PaCO2 if you give the COPD patient too much oxygen. The other cause that they're invoking is VQ mismatching. So for example, we know that when the oxygen tension within the alveoli is reduced, there is vasoconstriction of the pulmonary capillaries that support the alveoli. This is known as the hypoxic pulmonary vasoconstriction. So we know that a high level of O2 will increase oxygen tension, which will reduce hypoxic pulmonary vasoconstriction. Now with more blood flow passing through an alveoli that is relatively impaired because of COPD, so we have blood flow going through dysfunctional alveoli, which means that there's not going to be gas exchange, there's just going to be blood flowing through it. So you've increased the amount of dead space. And this dead space will then cause the CO2 levels to continue to rise, because when the pulmonary capillaries are carrying the CO2, and if it's unable to unload its CO2 into the alveoli, this partial pressure of CO2 in the plasma will be unchanged as it courses through on its way forward. So in patients with COPD, hypoxic pulmonary vasoconstriction is the most efficient way to alter the VQ ratio to improve gas exchange. This physiological mechanism is counteracted by O2 therapy and accounts for the largest increase of oxygen-induced hypercapnia. So you want to titrate oxygen therapy to achieve oxygen saturations of 88 to 92% in patients with acute exacerbations of COPD in order to avoid hypoxemia and to reduce the risk of oxygen-induced hypercapnia. This was from Jonathan Downham, D-O-W-N-H-A-M, June 11, 2018. His website, www.jonathandownham.com/hypoxic-drive.